Richard Roper is here to talk about, among other things, the new charge of 50 cents per wager in Illinois. Richard, is this now on all the betting sites?
It's rolling out on all the betting sites you can do online, Bob. You know, it's kind of interesting because it's the, what was the Doobie Brothers album, What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits? Because we now live in a world where you can light up a joint and bet on sports from the comfort of your own home. And that was back in the day, that one cousin of yours went away for 7 years for doing that, right? But I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, but Bob, just to kind of, you know, caution the folks out there, you know, I wrote a book about gambling called Bet the House. I celebrate it, but I also do a lot of cautionary tells about it. And 50 cents per bet they're levying now on every single wager, and you think about it, that's really going to add up on the average bettor. And you have to know when you go into these things, whether it's DraftKings and FanDuel, these wonderful sites, they're really good because it's amazing. You're watching the Cubs game. You can bet on whether Pete Crow Armstrong's going to get a single on the next pitch or get a double or over-under on the runs, and they do it all on the broadcast now, even as they talk about how Pete Rose is not allowed into the Hall of Fame for gambling. But, hey, is Shohei going to hit a home run? Bet now.
And Cubs have big building next to the ballpark.
Yeah, the big building and everything. But it really, you have to know going into these things that you got to limit your wagering. You got to be careful because the way these sites are designed, they're designed to make money. They don't really care who wins. They want to get 50% of the wager. If the Cubs are playing the Brewers, they want 50% of the bets on the Cubs, 50% on the Brewers, and then they get basically that surcharge and the odds there. And I always tell people, just keep that in mind. When you fly into Vegas and you see all those $3 billion palaces, you built those. Steve Wynn didn't really build those. And when they say, hey, slots, 97% return, they brag about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you that for every dollar you put in the slot machine, you're getting 97 cents back, and those are good odds. Now, if you went past a bank, Robert, and it said, we'll give you 97 cents for every dollar you put in here in the Bailey Building Savings and Loan, that's not good. They're telling you going in.
Hey, there's a reason. Yeah. Free drinks in the casino.
Yes, you're going to lose, so lose responsibly. This just makes it a little bit tougher on the average wagerer. And because people bet so often, be careful, because that's going to add up on you.
Is that Bally's Casino, the permanent one, ever going to be finished?
You know, I thought for a while it wasn't, but now they've got the go-ahead. I walked by there recently, and it's where the old Freedom Center Tribune locale is. And the cranes are starting to move, and the digging is starting. It's targeted for fall of 2026 for the actual opening. It's a massive project, Bob. You could take we could bet on that. We could do the over under. Will it open in the fall of 2026?
I'm sure you can bet on that,
but
somewhere.
You probably can. In the meantime, they do a really nice job at the one on the old Medina Temple. If you want to stop by there. And I'm not advertising for it,
of course,
but I'm saying
not.
It's kind of cool to see all the jobs that are created from this industry. That's one
good.
Of the upsides of it.
Let's talk a little bit about ride sharing. And Uber has agreed to support state legislation that paves the way for drivers to unionize. What's this going to mean for us? Higher fares?
I don't know if it's going to mean higher fares, but I think it'll mean more consistent fares. And one of the things, and I use Uber and Lyft all the time. I took a Lyft over here this morning. And by the way, they were listening to some other radio station, and I was going to have them change it. And then I listened for a while, and I will tell you this, and I don't want to name the other station, but dead air on your show is more compelling than the conversation I heard there. So congratulations.
And we
to
have
you.
A lot of that here.
How dare you. But, you know, the thing is, I think this is good for the drivers, because you talk to a lot of the Uber and Lyft drivers, and they explain to you how the cut that they get isn't so great all the time. Again, there's all kinds of fees and there's ownership and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But to me, I would like to see more consistency. You know, if there's a little bit of rain, all of a sudden it's $37 instead of $17 to go 8 blocks. Or traffic is heavier than normal. I'll give people a couple of little cheats that I do that are completely legal. But one of the things you want to do on Uber is go with the Uber Electric or the Uber Green, because there are a lot of Tesla drivers out there who I think are unfairly being maligned for other reasons. You know, if you want to boycott Tesla for political reasons or whatever, but these are people who bought cars or leased cars years ago. So I've heard from some Tesla drivers, they're like, well, people, they'll cancel on me. So, you know, you can get a good rate. And then the Uber Pet, and I do have a pet, but the thing about an Uber Pet is, even if you don't have a pet, just tell them, we're going to pick up my pet. People who sign on for Uber Pet, because not all drivers want pets in their cars, and I get that because they might shed. But if they do, 100% of the time, Uber Pet drivers are nice people because they love animals.
That makes sense.
And people who love animals, scientific surveys have shown that people who love animals are superior to people who don't. So, and you usually get a lot of good rates because sometimes Uber Pet might be a little bit older car. They got the, you know, the carpet in the back, you know, the blanket or something like that. So you got to kind of bargain hunt when you're getting your ride share.
Yeah, at least with taxis, you kind of knew what the fare would be, right? You didn't have... Yeah. All these choices.
You knew what the fare was, and you knew that, you know, the odds were the cabbie was either going to talk your ear off with his opinions or yell at you for slamming the door on his 57 Chevy that he remodeled and the medallion there. But you knew what you, and you were going to have exactly 1 centimeter of knee room between you and the armored, you know, partition that they put in all the cabs right. back in the day. But you knew what you were getting into, Bob.
Are there still any taxis out there?
I've seen, actually, you know, it's interesting. I've seen in the last year or so, we're seeing a little bit more. And I love seeing them when they're lined up at the hotels because it does kind of give you that old-time Chicago feel where you can go out there and just go, taxi!
The way it used to be.
Yeah.
And before you go, Rich, Chicago has a new slogan. And apparently this was developed after a year of listening sessions, focus groups, research. They used various agencies to help with this. What did they come up with?
Never done, never outdone. How about that?
What does that mean,
well,
really?
Well, I think it actually speaks to construction projects in Chicago. They're never done.
Is that what we want to promote?
You know, it's interesting because I looked it up. The last one before that was when you go, you know. I don't remember that either. But I got. Do we have time for a couple suggestions I got for you?
Wait a minute. When you go, you know. I'm thinking of a bathroom.
Well, again, you know, that's the last two slogans. But, you know, from the home office here in Chicago, I've got a couple for
go
you.
Go ahead.
All right. We got your Pope right here, I think would be good. home of the Dick Wolf universe, I think would be fantastic.
It's accurate.
My personal choice would be it's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a tank full of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hard to fit that on a license plate, but I like it. Never done, never outdone. Yes. It's Richard Roper. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.